Joining us right now on the line is Auntie Sandra Onus. Are you there, Auntie? Good morning.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hello. Thanks for joining us on 3CR this morning. What's the latest from the Japurung Embassy camps up there at the moment, Arnie? Can you just give us an update,
We're waiting. We've lodged a Section 9 to get our trees protected. And we're also, if we don't get that, we possibly will get a Section 18. Section 18 will give us 48 hours. Protection, whereas a Section 9 is 60 days.
Oh, so the Section 9 would be much better, eh?
Much better. That's the one we've had before. And we're also, we have about, roughly around 100 people between three camps.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a good turn-up considering we only got notice of this happening basically late yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that's a good turnout, much, eh?
It is a good turnout. People have come from all over the place, from Western Australia even, and even Queensland. There's people here from, as like myself, Portland and other places, Gippsland.
Now, they're quite significant cultural heritage sites up that way that Vic Rhodes want to go through and do their work upon this land. What significance does it have to you, Mob, the local people, Auntie?
You see, these trees we're talking about are what we call birthing trees, and some of them are work trees and then used for shelter and to sit in and work in, make tools. And we've had them assessed by the only expert in Australia, Dr. Heather Bill, who anyone will listen to. They don't listen to Aboriginal people. I mean, we don't have white certificates or university degrees.
In archaeology, that's what they want,
That's what they want. They just don't want to listen to us.
Yeah.
I've been carving up this country for 240 years and they're still taking out the lungs of the earth. These trees are not just important to us. Trees are important to everybody. They literally are the lungs of the earth. And, you know, it's just outrageous what government is allowed to do to Aboriginal people. This is, as I said, been going on for far too long, and it has to stop. We've actually shown them a better way, but they're not listening. As I said, we're not, they don't perceive us as the experts of our own culture.
And that's heartbreaking to hear that you're not considered an expert in your own very own cultural heritage that what we've had for more than 60,000 years, or since the beginning, eh?
Yep, 60,000 years our culture has been here for, and we're just sick of it because they're forever destroying our cultural heritage. They destroy Aboriginal people. They're still killing us in custody. We're not worth two bob to the government.
Mm.
They would rather see Aboriginal people dead than see us living today and having the cheek to complain, the cheek to stand up in front of bulldozers and all the rest of it. How dare we? Well, I say to you, Australian government, how dare you destroy our cultural heritage? How dare you have the very murderers of Aboriginal people standing here today to represent you, to represent white Australia?
I understand. Yeah, there's about 30 police there who were busloaded in this morning, About 7:30?
Well, yeah, there's probably 150 in town.
Right.
You know, they're just waiting with riot gear to march on us all and give us all probably lock us all up and give us a hiding.
Hey, ouch. Hey, look out.
You know, people could possibly die in custody here through this campaign.
Yeah, that's really heartbreaking to hear.
Elder.
Yeah.
I'm an elder. I've had two strokes and a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm here and I call on everybody who cares about the trees, who cares about our cultural heritage, to join us and to get themselves down here. If you're not working and you've got time, you get down here and join us.
Yeah.
Or don't ever complain to me about what the police do to you or what the governments are doing to your cultural heritage, because we are continually addressing this, and this has been going on for, like I said, 240 years at least in this country, and we're sick of it.
Yeah.
We're sick of this mass destruction. It has to stop.
I hear what you're saying, Auntie. Thanks so much for the update today. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with before we let you go today, Sandra?
I think I've said enough.
Yeah, you've done really well. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're busy there at the moment, but we'll put a call out on the radio for people to come and join you as well.
Yeah. Thank you. You do that. Thank
All right.
You.
Take care, Auntie Sandra. Look after yourself and your health, eh?
Yes, I will. Bless you.
Yeah, bless you too. Thank you so much. Auntie Sandra Onus on the line this morning and coming to us live from the Jawarung Embassy, which is located up on the Western Highway just near Ararat. If you'd like to go up there, please do and go up and show your solidarity and your support for these trees, which Vic Roads are wanting to create roadways along that pathway, and there are a number of significant cultural heritage sites in the way, and a number of police, as we just heard there, 30 police were bus loaded in this morning. We just heard reports there from Auntie Sandra Onus of more police wearing riot gear who are in town at the moment. So good on you, Auntie Sandra Onus. Thank you so much for taking the time. Also, thanks to our 3CR presenter, Abyss, who joined us from Middle Camp a bit earlier on the program here today. You tuned into Koori Survival Show, Black Betty here with you, and quite an appropriate song coming up next for you on 3CR Radical Radio from Delene Briscoe, who's from far north Queensland. The name of this song is called Tree.
Thank you. You are listening to Wednesday Breakfast on 3CR Community Radio. That was Tree by Delene Briscoe. And earlier we heard a recording of the latest update that we have on the Jabiru Embassy down near Ararat. That was Black Betty from Black Betty from Black Noise Radio, who was interviewing Auntie Sandra Onis. Yeah, we were trying to get in contact with them this morning, but that was the latest update we were able to get to you. Definitely listen in to Fire First at 11 a.m. today for more updates. And there's also a call out for people to go and join the blockade. If you're able to go and volunteer, they need bodies on the ground. Top Camp is opposite Warrayatkin Road on the Western Highway, which is 2 hours drive from Melbourne, but 10 kilometres out of Ararat. So the blockade's been going for ages and ages, and so you can imagine that they need fresh people to head down to go and lend their support. To repeat, it's down on Warrayatkin Road, so that's Warrayatkin Road, and that's off the Western Highway, which is just outside of, located just outside of Ararat. If you want to contact the bodies involved in the destruction of the trees down on Jabiru country, the number for Vic Roads is 131171. Alternatively, you can call 131170. The number has also been given out for Major Roads, who you can contact about this if you want to protest the removal of sacred trees, and the number is 1-800-105-105. Otherwise, the Planning Minister, the Victorian Planning Minister, Richard Wynne, has an office at 232 Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. So if you're Fitzroy local, go down and register your protest if that's something that you want to do. Also, you can contact Daniel Andrews' office at 9651-5000. That's 9651-5000. Like I said, if you want updates on what's happening down at the Tree Protectors camp, it's a move by Vic Roads to double the highway down that area, which will cost an additional $65 million over a previous route that didn't chop down these sacred trees. And it only saves you about 3 minutes off the Bangor to Ararat route. So it really is worth asking questions about why Vic Roads has decided to take this route. They've said that they've committed to protecting some of the sacred trees, but about more than 200 of the trees that are in that area of the 3,000 that are supposed to be chopped down for this highway extension and duplication have been assigned as culturally significant to the Jabiru people. So, yeah, it's there were faster, safer routes. Why do this is a question that we should all be asking.